Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy Des. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Look in the back, you jerk. Further back. Keep going. No, no, past the fur coat. I'm saying further than them. Jeez. Yeah, but I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Let's welcome Chris Alvarado. Dream date number 7. What TV game show, past or present, do you think you'd crush?
I don't think any of them. That's right. I get too nervous.
Yeah.
I love Jeopardy, but I have to pause, you know, and answer the question. I can't answer it. And I just watched The Voice last night for the first time. That's a fun show, but I can't sing. Nope. No game shows for me. Sorry.
Okay. We'll see if I can get you on The Masked Singer. Still have to sing.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
And now our weekly dose of Craig Kukowski. Cacao, on average, what speed does a bullet train in Japan travel at? On average.
On average.
Yes.
Per hour or per minute?
Daily.
Okay, so you're talking about a daily bullet train.
The daily bullet train speed.
Okay, so you're talking about its average speed over, do you want to do kilometers or miles?
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay. And this is the one going from Tokyo to Osaka?
That's right.
Okay. 7.
Oh. Whoa.
That's it.
I knew I asked the right one.
But, you know, that's converting and converting of back.
And, you don't have to, explain anything. 7 is clean. Please say hello to Jackie Gonzalez de Ruth.
Hello.
Miss Unfairly Funny, when did you realize that you loved your husband?
What a funny question.
Sure.
That's so right. Interesting. Well, I was the one who, like,
why
came
are you
up
stalling?
To him. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I was the one who came up to him and, like, got his name and gave him my number. So some might say just off the bat, I was already, like, very into it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall a specific time of like, oh, now I love him. Now more than like, I love him. What a reveal.
Do you remember the first time you said, I love you?
I do. Good. Yes, of course.
Thank you.
It was in my kitchen and he said it first, but I like was like, I don't know if he just said it. Like, did I just mishear it? So I was like, you know, so I just kind of like played it off and like, and he's like, do you know what I just said? I'm like, I think he said, like, I don't know. And he was like, and then I was like, okay, yeah. Like, I mean, I love you too. I just wanted to be sure that that's what you said before I,
Isn't it funny how the brain sort of takes over the emotional landscape in that moment?
Absolutely.
And sort of tries to protect you, and that's crazy.
Yeah, and it's like, nope, that's not what they said. That's not what he said.
No,
he
no.
He must have said something else. It's like, no, that's what he said. And I, of course I knew that.
Sure. There's knowing and feeling. Very, very different.
Yeah.
And then there's James Heaney. Jimmy Jimson, walk us through what happens when you have to pee in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wake up. And sure. I think to myself, is this something that needs to be taken care of now? Or is this something that we can postpone until tomorrow?
So you do a little inventory.
And then I think to myself, well, I think I can make it. And then I'll lay for about 5-10 minutes and I'm like, well, it's probably dangerous because I've gone this long without wetting the bed. Which is, it's like almost 2 years now. So I usually will just get up.
Congrats.
I'll just get up and
go.
Happy
anniversary.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, there's a lot of problems with going to the bathroom in the middle of the night. You know what? Never mind. We're good. It's just hard to get out of bed.
Yep, it really is. Because your bed is like 8 feet off the ground. I don't think most people know that.
I don't want to give too much away, but my bed... The wall is right next to me, so I don't have like the easy. I had to climb out, and you could injure yourself climbing out of bed sometimes.
Yes,
if you're not careful.
Yeah, no. You could land on your coccyx. And last, but too many creases in your pants. If you think them loose, it's Joey Greer. Meet cute, let down. First kiss and why?
When, that's a great question. When should the first kiss happen?
Yes.
And I am you know, slow and steady wins the race.
That's right.
I think the first kiss should happen probably about like 8 to 10 months down the road.
There you go.
All right. And that's like, because you know them, they, you know, they like you, blah, 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 all that stuff. And I feel like that's to me, appropriate time. No, I get it. I'm going to get a lot of emails. All right. But that's just where I stand on it. And,
let's do a damn show. Oh, mommy, make it stop. All of our scene suggestions gathered from your listener emails or from our Patreon VIP supporters. That's right. Join the Patreon cause if you care at all about the future of our show. No, listen, we love hearing from you. If it makes sense to join the Patreon, by all means, there are lots of bonus things available there. Maybe you want them, maybe you don't. It's totally up to you. It's all relative, and leave my relatives out of it. But if you would like to join, head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. There's going to be a time in the future where Alchemaniacs, the highest tier, will be able to join us in this Zoom while we record. They will shut the fuck up and not be allowed to participate, but you'll be in the Zoom for whatever the hell that might be worth. Well, I'll tell you what it's worth. Head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please, please just write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
I love you.
Scene one comes from our favorite Patreon alchemaniac, Haley Bonds.
Oh, Haley.
Right? Yeah. Who wrote, "Hi, new scene suggestion. It would be cool if Craig was present for this one, but if not, that's okay too." It goes like this. Couple who hates camping goes camping with couple who loves camping because she knows Craig hates camping.
Is Craig present for this?
Haley Bonds.
Present and accounted for.
Great. Yeah.
So you guys going to camp on this area over here? Is this good for you?
This is, as far as I know, this is spot number 17, and we rented spot 17, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure. I'm your neighbor, Tom. If you need anything.
Are they going to be there?
If you need anything.
Are they going to be in that spot, or?
Yeah. They're going to be in that spot, Larry.
Are you, is this normal to have camping spots so close to each other? I thought we'd be.
We're neighbors, okay?
Hey, it's, man, the great, we're in the outdoors. Woods, man. We're here to share, man.
Do you guys mind if I tell you something man to man to man?
I mean, I don't. How about you, Larry?
All right.
What's up?
This is my first time camping.
Oh,
hi there. Welcome to the campgrounds. Do you have your reservation?
Do we have our reservation?
I thought you had the reservation.
A name or the number, either or works.
Name or number.
I thought, didn't you make the reservation?
You could just tell me your name and I'll look that up.
my name or hers?
Who because do you think might have
Todd,
made the
Todd.
Reservation?
I think these guys are trying to get off the grid. They don't want to give their name.
That can't these be guys are second. Probably.
I don't so care what they want. I have a job. I want to do my job.
Listen, I have Todd, I got a second book for people trying to get off the grid. Here, check them in with this book.
I think you're crazy.
No. Listen, a lot of people go camping because they're trying to escape something.
So when they make a reservation online,
they probably don't have a reservation. These guys are trying to get off the grid.
So then how would they be in your book?
They're not yet. You're going to put, look at this book. Give them a fake name.
Here's my issue. Listen, you're really fucking this up, dude. If I put them on lot 12, they don't have a reservation. Then somebody comes in, they have a reservation on lot 12. What do I do?
I think we're supposed to go to lot 12.
What the hell's going on, huh?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
lines are backing up.
Okay, while these guys have this really intense conversation across the room from us.
I heard lot 12, so I think that's for us.
Well, you're just hearing random phrases. I think probably they're full, and we probably should just turn around and head back to
for you guys. Now, perhaps you're looking to get away? Wink, wink.
We're actually looking to rekindle.
Get off the grid, Todd! It's get off the grid!
Are you trying to get off the grid?
Well, normally we go to wine country and do like tastings, but like we drive there and like we stay in a hotel, you know.
All right, here's what I'm gonna do for you. Lot 16, that's for you.
Lot 16.
Lot 16, so you're gonna take a left down the driveway and just go down for a little bit and you'll see all the lots. There's numbers everywhere.
Cool.
Thank you.
Okay. And please, no collecting rocks. The rocks here are very important.
We're just here because our couples counselor told us that we needed this. So,
not because you're looking to get off the grid. Okay. Enjoy it. Enjoy your day.
Okay. Well, that was great. He never got our name or any payment information or anything.
I guess it's perfect. I guess it's free because it's kind of like a...
I guess because it's therapeutic.
It's celebrating right? us.
How you doing? My name is Hugh Sherber. I'm reservation number 6464. Say the lot 16 should be ours.
Oh, 6464. Yep, I got you right here. Give me one sec. Hey, asshole.
Don't call me asshole.
No, well, you're acting like an asshole because the one thing I didn't want to happen.
Let's just step away from these guys so we can talk over here.
What? You've lost it. You've gone down a fucking rabbit hole. This whole conspiracy theory off the grid shit is fucking this business.
No, you don't realize there's a lot of people that come in here. I got Dale. Dale's going to come down here with some fake IDs. Lot 16 will be out soon.
So good news for you. Good news for you. We are actually...
Did we win the lottery? Huh?
Kind
of. Dad, when can I hunt for rocks?
Not now, okay? Just
I
want to
hunt for
rocks. So when we get down, you'll be able to hunt for rocks. Okay, but not right now. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So
do we win the lottery?
You won the camping lottery. We're actually going to upgrade you to a double lot. We're giving you 19 and 20. Those are yours.
Oh, my gosh. 19 and 20.
Are there 16 rocks in 19 and 20?
16 is our family lot. We go there every year.
We go 16 every year.
Well, 19 and 20 is your new home. And a quick little note about the rocks. They have now been deemed endangered, so no rocks can leave the premises.
That's bullshit.
Well, hold on there, Ryan. Hold on. Well, he just wants to hunt them, all right? So he's just going to trap them and release. Isn't that right, Ryan?
Yeah, I trap the rocks and then I release the rocks.
Dale, this is from the campground. I need a couple people... need identities. They're changing out identities. So I don't know what
this
they did.
This is Dale. If you want to leave a message, leave a fucking message.
Oh, Dale. I can't say who this is because we're talking illegal things here, but I got a couple people down at lot 16 and they need new identities.
Hello?
Dale, thank God you're here. I hate leaving messages about this. Can you do an identity swap? I can't tell who this is.
Oh, fuck off then, bitch.
No.
Are we both actually supposed to fit in this thing?
This is tiny. I mean,
this is a one-person tent?
I don't think they're... I don't know. I went to...
Oh,
I went
what's
to
up,
REI
neighbors?
Hey, neighbors. How's it going?
What's up?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, we're neighbors now.
We're Tom and Larry. Welcome, folks. Let us know if you need anything. We got a... everything but rocks, if you know
what
I'm saying.
We're actually supposed to keep our communication with others to a minimum. It's really just about...
We're supposed to focus on each other this weekend.
Looking into each other's eyes.
A lot of eye contact.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, we've heard that before. We kind of take it personally, but you folks seem nice.
Yes. It's not personal. Gosh, would we love to hang out with you guys. If we were having such trouble.
Maybe later. Maybe later tonight.
The tent
is
all wrong, though.
Yeah, the tent you've got going here is a little...
Is this upside down or inside out or something? I just don't think...
Well, that's a child's tent, man.
Yeah, I thought so.
You're not going to want to...
Oh, dude, why don't you crash in our one? We got enough for like 10 people, but it's just us two.
Yeah. I mean, it's an RV.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see it now. Yeah.
We got all the sports games going. We got a keg on tap. It's an
RV for 10 people.
Do you like beans? You like supersized cooked beans?
We do. I brought a bunch of spreads and dips from Trader Joe's and
I appreciate that. I acknowledge
Santa Claus
that.
Over here. What
and
kind
I
of
acknowledge that you appreciate it.
I acknowledge you went to Trader Joe's. I appreciate that you went to Trader Joe's. You're bringing something to the table.
Hi. I don't have a reservation, but I do have two clients that are on your grounds that I need to speak to immediately.
Who is it?
I'd rather not give you their information. It's a client.
Okay, well, they might be here to get off the grid, so it's kind of awkward.
Okay, well, I sent them here. I'm their counselor. Okay.
The identity swaps around here, so if you're sending people here and you're not telling me, then you're missing a main piece of the whole project.
Can you just tell me where you might have sent some couples this afternoon?
If there were some people getting off the grid looking for new identities, I've already got a guy coming up here to swap them out, okay? They got go bags, and they're going to be out of here, so you don't need to worry about it.
Push me again.
Honey, are you asleep?
I'm not. The bugs are so loud.
Jesus God, they're loud.
And I'm sweating. I'm not even sweating.
How could it be so hot? It's night.
It should cool down. It cools down tap, in the tap, city tap. At night.
I'm both freezing and sweating somehow.
Tap, 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 tap. Hi.
Ah, Jesus.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh my God.
Oh, somebody, Michelle.
Is somebody eating Subway in here?
No, that's one of my farts. And then she needs to acknowledge that is my fart smell like Subway.
I acknowledge that your farts smell like Subway. And honestly, they could smell worse. That smells actually manufactured at Subway. So,
Michelle, what are you doing here?
I didn't give you one big piece of advice. The last puzzle piece of this whole weekend.
Okay.
Have a little fun.
You came all the way here in the middle of the night to tell us to have fun?
Have some fun.
Michelle, the board has decided to revoke your license.
Why is that?
The overreach, Michelle. It's come to our attention that many of your clients have...
I'm hands-on. I'm hands-on. Is that a crime?
A little... Yes.
That scene one. Quick answer from the board. Scene two comes from listener Xander Davis, who wrote, "Kevin, I have a very particular set of skills that make me a nightmare for someone like you because one of them isn't scene suggestions. Attempting redemption. A clown tries to book gigs in the town from Stephen King's It. Thanks for your time, Xander." Hi there. Can I help you?
Yes, I would like to have a birthday party.
Okay. And is it your birthday?
Yep, it's going to be my birthday next week. So ideally, I'd have it on Saturday, next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Okay. And what sort of entertainment are you thinking about?
How about a magician?
Whoa.
Steve,
you came out of nowhere.
How about a hypnotist?
Or a magician?
I could hypnotize. I'm not hypnotized.
How about a martial arts crew?
Whoa.
A little overwhelming there.
Yeah. So many options. I was thinking about a clown.
Somebody call for me.
Animals. Oh, whoa, he disappeared.
Somebody call for me.
Yep, that's Blimpo. Blimpo.
I'm Blimpo's son. I'm Blimpa.
Blimpa, sorry. Blimpa. Is this the kind of clown you're thinking?
Well,
I
are
smoke
you funny?
Indoors.
Because I love to laugh.
All right, that's I gotta have that. I gotta smoke indoors.
Is the party outside or in?
Well, I wanted to have a party here in your facility.
Oh.
That's why I came here.
You wanted to have it at the Dairy Community Center?
Yeah, that's why I came here to set up and schedule my party for next Saturday. You see, my house recently burnt down and I did not do it. But it's no longer there and it's not my fault. And
can I ask a quick question? Sorry to interrupt. What's your name?
Linda.
Linda?
Yes.
Be straight with me. Are you on the lamb?
I'm not riding a lamb.
Are you on the run from the feds?
Am I on the run from the feds?
You can tell me.
Do you have cash?
I have my father's credit card number memorized.
That's Yahtzee. Fine. We'll do it.
Now, listen, sir, I'm going to be straight with you. We are with the FBI, and we are looking for this young lady. Have you seen her?
Well, I was at work, and I saw a woman that looks like that, and she was trying to... but do I have to tell you?
And what do you do for a living, sir?
Well, I'm a hypnotist, but I promise I won't use it on you. I promise.
Okay, okay. So you saw someone that resembles this at your place of
business. I should probably have a lawyer or something. I depend on this community center for work. I book a lot of gigs.
Okay, okay. All right. Well, I'm just gonna walk around. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
You will not walk around. You'll be leaving. Come back here.
Hey there. Couldn't help but notice you seem to be setting up for a birthday party.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, couldn't help but notice that you've got oversized shoes and a fright wig.
Yeah. What do you need?
Well, I couldn't help but notice that you appear to be a clown.
Hey, man, I couldn't help but notice, but you're an asshole. What the fuck do you want, huh?
Well, in the town of Derry, we tend to frown on clowns.
So what? Huh? You going to fight me?
Well, it's not coming from me. I'm just saying that other people in Derry, you know, are going to have a bit of a reaction to a clown being around.
Oh, look, that ain't my problem. And so far, you're the only one telling me this shit, okay? So either you got a problem with me or all these phantom people in Derry do.
Well, you know, you're going to have to get a permit to have an outside birthday party in downtown Derry.
Oh, is that it? Hold on. Is this it right here? Huh?
Well, that appears to be a metal finger.
Oh, look at that. Let me make a balloon animal out of that. Am I going to snap my finger? No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Look, man, what do you want, man? Do you want fucking...
Now, listen, Mr. Mayor, we want to leave your nice town as soon as possible. You have to understand is that this young lady murdered her parents and then burned them in the home.
Well, that is distressing.
So, you know, any help you could give us.
I'm just trying to wrap my mind around why a clown is is here. I mean, I understand that we also have to deal with this young lady in her particular situation, but we just don't have a good history here in Derry with clowns.
Oh, I'm familiar. I'm familiar.
Oh, yeah?
Why don't you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours? I'll get rid of this clown for you if you can bring this young woman to me.
Well, if you go to Tobias Carruthers' curiosity shop, he's got a back scratcher that it's probably as more efficient than scratching with your own hands.
Thank you very much,
Mr. Oh, wait, but it's Tuesday. He wouldn't be open.
Chloe, it's on Saturday. It's on Saturday. It's at 3 p.m. You've got to be there.
I don't want to go.
You're my best friend. Yeah, it's my birthday. We're celebrating. Get over your thing with clowns. It's going to be just fun.
My little brother was killed by a clown.
Yeah,
but like we all go through stuff, right? Like
I just can't get something. I heard they have a great magician there. Couldn't you
get I don't like his vibe freaked me out if I'm gonna be
I've always wanted to learn martial arts. Could
he
you get
just popped up in a cloud of smoke and smelled like a Subway shop. I didn't like it. Then he disappeared. Oh, you like the kicker and the screen, the kicker, the puncher guy? He said he's got a whole team.
I just don't want a clown. My little brother was killed, and only his boots. It's please don't get a clown at your party.
Now, agent, I appreciate that you've got a job to do, but you don't understand our history with clowns. 30 years ago, a clown murdered a kid, and a bunch of 12-year-old kids had to defeat him, and then they all fucked each other to get rid of the spirit of the clowns. I mean, all the kids fucked each other.
Oh, okay, and
you can look it up. It's. It happened. they may not have included that part in the movie, but it's right. It actually happened.
Hey, Tobias, good to see you today.
Well, hello, Tobias.
Who are you talking to here? Is this a potential another Tobias?
Well, I didn't get his first name. Are you? That would be quite a coincidence, Agent, if your first name was also Tobias.
No, it is not. Now, are you Mr. Carruthers?
Yes, sir. Terrific.
Yeah, he owns the aforementioned Curiosity shop.
Yeah, that's mine.
Now, I'm looking for this young lady. Have you seen her anywhere?
Oh, my. We have seen her. Yes, we have.
Great.
Anything else?
Yeah, perhaps.
Perhaps I could interest you in a back scratcher.
He's got a good back scratcher.
Boss, I'm not going to use any hypnotism on you. I'm sorry for just barging into your office, but an FBI agent is walking around in our building, and he was looking for the girl that hired the clown. So I just wanted to tell you that that's happening. And I know that here at the community center, we've got a lot of options, but you probably could send more to the hypnotist since I'm bringing inside information to you.
Poof.
Listen, I've already told him.
Are you looking for? Oh, is he? You're talking to him now? Has he responded to you?
No, he's giving me a very long, dramatic pause. I don't know if he's angry.
He does
at me
know
or...
he runs this, right? He's the boss.
Hey, any gigs for us?
So we're all here. Now we just need the boss to speak up. Boss?
Yeah, what's the problem?
It's just that there's the FBI looking around.
All right, so I'll fucking shut up. Yeah. When do you want to do this?
Listen, man, I don't think anyone's coming, so we don't have to wait for anyone. You can do your show for me.
I still get paid.
Yeah, I'm going to see your show alone.
Okay. Fucking weird.
It's not okay. Weird. It's actually not weird. Sometimes people want to be alone. They don't want to be in a house with their annoying parents telling them what to do all the time. Sometimes they just want to be alone. It's not
Linda.
Weird.
Linda, I came. I'm gonna watch the clown show with you.
Never mind. It's gonna be a show for two. Me and my best friend.
Best friend.
Do 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 do.
Well, this isn't so scary.
It's a little creepy, but it's not scary.
Who likes knives, huh?
Sure.
We're going to volunteer you, lady. Come up.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
It's not my birthday, baby. Okay.
Come on up here. All right.
Make me laugh.
All right. Let's do this. All right. Put your hands up.
Okay, I'm touching the sky.
All right, now put your legs up, like kind of like, you know, there we go. Okay, now don't move.
I can't
move.
Fold that. Ow.
I'm going to throw these knives. All right, don't move.
Oh, all right. Okay, I can't. It's hard to balance.
See, you can get to some of the nooks and crannies in your back that that no one else can.
That is scene two. Scene three comes with some Patreon Malcolmaniac Mary Grace.
Grace. Love you.
Mary Grace.
Love Mary Grace. Who wrote, "Hey, Alchemist, coming at you with a scene suggestion. Unintentional cannibal. Have fun. MG." Now, if you follow along this path here, everyone should be, as we say, safe and sound. But you want to stay on the path at all times. Right this way. Right this way.
Okay, you just kind of, there was like a air quotes. We're safe and sound, right?
Yes, in a matter of speaking. If you follow me closely, you should be both safe and sound. Now, just up here on the right, you'll find the old swamp. Now, the old swamp, of course, is where the first settlers arrived. And, well, they are, in fact, deep in the swamp. Oh. If you... Was that a question?
They're buried under there?
No, I wouldn't say buried. I'd say lives lost. Let's just leave it at that, shall we?
Do we have time for a picture with the... Can we get a...
Yes, absolutely. Step right up to the swamp, right along the edge. Everything is completely safe.
Okay.
And these are both your children?
Yeah. Do you mind taking the picture?
I don't mind at all, no. You have a camera, I assume?
Just my phone, if you...
What do you mean, just my phone?
My phone has a camera.
Did you want me to call someone who might have a camera?
If you look at this, on this side it's a phone, and on this side there's a camera.
You're saying there's a camera in your phone?
Yeah, it's a.
Well, I'll be. Yeah. All right.
You've never seen this?
Give me some of that beef jerky. Give me some of that jerky.
It's my beef jerky.
I said, just give me some. You can give me some.
Fine. You can have this much.
It's like a crumb.
Well, I'm the one with a paper route who can buy his own beef jerky.
All right, kids. All right. He's figured out the camera. Let's just pose and look like we're happy as a family.
I'm going to take several so that everyone a little closer together. There we are.
Closer?
One, two, three. One, two, three.
Don't stop eating that.
Dad, I'm hungry.
Shh. I'm hungry too. Smile. I want to finish all the beef jerky so he can't have any.
Dad, I'm starving.
Okay, well.
You should eat some.
Y'all looking for something to eat?
We're on a tour with this gentleman here, so.
Yeah, my brother's hungry because he didn't have a summer job.
My dad has cash.
Yeah.
We're already on a tour with this gentleman. Can I have my phone back?
Oh, you're on a tour. Go, forget it. Then you can't eat.
No, my bad. Dad, he's selling snacks.
Yeah, but that guy's got my phone, and he's walking off, and he said it was dangerous if we...
Just one snack.
Better pick. TikTok, come on.
Dad, this guy's charismatic.
Okay, come on. Here's $10.
What do I get for that?
$10. Well, that gives you on that row right here any of these fine delicatessens right here.
Hell yeah, I get my own jerky. Yes.
No, you can have my jerky. I want this. I want that guy's stuff.
I don't know. When you bite into this, you might become addicted.
Damn.
Weird way to say that.
Okay, kids, we got to go quick because our guide is walking without us. And just pick something.
Be warned, children. The meat that is cured inside these bags is not like any meat your lips have ever touched before.
Sweet.
Lucky.
All right, then, if we just along the path here, and keep in mind, any snacks you've brought along, you should continue to eat until your heart's content. More food for you, the better.
So how was the tour? You didn't even wake me up. You just went with the kids.
Listen, I feel like sometimes we just fight the whole time, okay? And God. I felt like I could enjoy the boys.
How much did we spend for Michelle and that goddamn couples therapy?
Ouch!
Mom, Dad, Steve keeps biting me.
Stop. You know what? I'm talking with your mom right now.
Well, then let's get some. Can we get him something to eat, please?
We just got him something to eat. They were eating on
the tour. They're hungry.
Mom,
obviously, whatever.
Mom, we met this weird guy, and he gave us each a giant delicatessen, and we ate it.
A delicatessen, like a store?
Yeah, and my beef jerky sucks so much, I left it like a trail, like I was Hansel and Gretel.
Okay, don't waste food, okay, Steve?
I didn't waste it. I ate all that delicatessen the guy gave us.
Yeah, but then you left some of that jerky on the floor.
Well, I want more meat like the delicatessen.
Okay, well, let's go get some more meat. Okay, honey, can we just go get him some meat down at the hotel?
I think you should go with them.
Hi, yes, I have a complaint.
I went on the tour earlier. There was, first of all, my tour guide was extremely sleepy, and he made me want to fall asleep. Now, I didn't fall asleep, thank God, for my dog.
I don't work at the hotel. I don't work with the hotel at all. I'm a separate, independent business. So,
well, let me just get it off my chest, okay? Because I got to complain to fucking someone, let me tell you that. Mitzi is the love of my fucking life, okay? It's the only thing that keeps me going every day. Do you know what happens when she eats beef products, cow beef products?
I don't know.
It's not good. Just a little taste of a cow beef product will send her vomiting. Projectile. And it's green. It doesn't look like food. It looks like the insides of her body are coming out.
It's kind of like a mucus sac over the...
It's horrible. And let me tell you, we went on this beautiful tour, and what I didn't know, but found out later, was that poor Mitzi was eating beef the whole time. Now, what's going on here that y'all are just sprinkling beef around? What do you mean, beef?
That's not beef.
She was eating, let me tell you, based on her bodily functions, I know it was cow beef because I know how my Mitzi reacts. Don't you tell me what I know about my dog.
I'm telling you right now, that's human flesh, all right?
Excuse? You're out of your mind. You know what? I do need to complain to someone real because you're out of your mind.
Steve, you're out of your mind. Get off of me.
Daryl, give me a finger.
What the hell's going on with you?
Just give me a finger.
Do you need attention because mom and dad are falling out of love?
Is that what's happening?
Right before our eyes.
You know, is that why we're on this vacation?
Yeah.
You don't need both your pinkies.
Look, I'm scared.
You're right-handed. Let me eat your left pinky.
If I had to choose, I guess I'd live with dad. You got to come up with that.
You're trying to change the subject. I want to eat your left pinky.
You want to eat someone's pinky? Why don't you go eat someone else's pinky? You want to find somebody and murder them and eat their whole body? Is that what you want to do, you weirdo?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I got a knife.
Okay.
Mom is going to want you to live with her, by the way.
Fine. Do you think it's my fault that they're splitting up?
Definitely. Ma'am, I'm sorry. Your dog is going to have to be relocated somewhere else or housed somewhere off the property. It's bit two other people. I'm sorry.
I don't know what to... I can't be in the same room or car. I can't get the dog off the property. It keeps trying to bite me. I don't know what to... Mitzi's a completely different animal now. This used to be the best friend, the love of my life.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry. I don't know what has gotten into the
animal.
Every
morning, I pick Mitzi up every morning, and we do butterfly kisses. You know what that is? That's eyelash to
eyelash. That's eyelashes. Yes, I know it there.
Because she's got beautiful, luscious lashes. That's a Havanese. That's a part of the breed. And I paid for that. And she won't even do that with me. Now I go for it, and she's trying to bite my face. You see this?
Hey, you two young fellas there. You're out kind of late tonight. Are you lost?
We have a late curfew.
What? No, I'm just a local here and just concerned when I see youngsters out this late.
Do you have family?
I
miss you?
I had family. Yeah, they've all moved on. It's just me now here.
What does your diet consist of?
Diet? Well, that's a good question. I'm mostly hunting fish, so I had a lot of fish. And, yeah, I'd say.
Do you ever eat Starbursts or Pringles?
Oh, you're talking about kid food, snacks. No, I don't eat a lot of those. They were cut out of my diet by three different doctors. So I'm mostly fish.
Do you know anybody who eats kid snacks?
Well, sure. There's a whole store. I guess they sell a lot of them. So if you just hang out in front of the store, you probably find some people.
Hi, sir. I'm just going over and talking to any of the families here at the hotel. We found a mutilated local. So
yeah, that's
just
awful.
Wanted you. It's awful. Horrible. And I process fear with laughter. So I want that's you to not, know that. And
that's not and, not. That's not normal. I think that it's shocking. I would laugh if I wasn't so startled.
Right. Yes, exactly. Thank you. And so I just wanted to let you know that. I'm not sure where your wife is. I see her.
I think she's with the kids right now.
Okay. Well, just so you know, the body has was left on display at the front.
Daryl, do you think if we kill and eat a guy that ate a lot of Starburst that he's going to taste like lemon, strawberry, cherry, and green apple?
We can only hope. Better than tasting like fish. Ew.
Ugh.
So, what do you say?
I don't know. I just feel like your standards are too high. That, like, us roaming around late at night in this small town, that we're going to meet some guy who ate a lot of Starburst.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Let's just kill the next person we find okay. And eat them.
Sounds good.
Who?
Well, look at this. Sunshine. Look who it is.
Well, look who it is.
Actually, I got to tie my shoe. You were walking ahead of me.
Oh, yeah. I was just walking past here. Oh, I'm just a joyful guy.
Dad. Whoa. What are you doing?
What are you guys doing up so late?
The next person.
You're supposed to be with your mom.
She's kissing a guy at a bar. Dad, we got to ask you a question.
Yeah?
Do it, Steve. Do it.
Agent Younger, we got to take you off that clown case in Derry.
Thank God. Thank God. What you got for me?
We got something right up your alley. Oh, looks like there's some hot.
Let me guess. Right up my alley? All right. Does it involve dead people?
Yep.
Children?
Yep.
Okay, fill me in.
Apparently there's some haunted beef jerky at a swamp hotel in Louisiana.
Yes! I'd like to file an official complaint. I was out on the balcony because I can't even stay in my room anymore.
Hold on,
my
I don't
dog
work.
Has gotten... Well, I need to get it off my chest, so can you just listen to me for a second? Give me 1 minute, 60 seconds. I can't even stay in my hotel anymore because my dog's gone off the fucking rocker. Anytime I walk by, it's trying to take chunks out of my body. So I'm stuck in the balcony. The dog should be in the balcony, and I should be in the room. But I love her. I love her, and I know she needs that Posturepedic.
Ma'am, I'm with the FBI. Is your husband around?
Just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I have a husband.
Oh. Oh, so no husband. Okay.
No husband, no wife, nothing. Not even, honestly, a dog, but barely at this point. I'm so alone.
Have you spent any time with any children recently?
Not to my recollection, no.
Have you tasted any human blood recently?
What's going on over here? People are bringing up human flesh like it's no big deal. You're the second person now that's talked to me about this.
Who's the
this
first?
Nonsense. Not well. All I know is he did not work here, and it wasn't an official complaint that I was filing. It was unofficial, but he was a good listener, kind okay. eyes,
oh,
and
good.
I would say a strong chest.
Wow.
Okay. Now, I saw it with a shirt on, but you can tell sometimes. Some fabrics give it away.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time.
Can you actually, do you mind just passing me just some food balcony to balcony? If you could just pass me some, I am starving out here. Maybe a blanket.
Sure.
I've got one lounge chair and that's it. And I'm freaking, it does actually cool off at night here.
Okay, yeah, there's a blanket. Here's some pork rinds.
Got it. Oh, no, that dropped. Oh, no.
All right. I'll just walk around the grounds and look for something suspicious. I'm a good FBI agent. I'll just take in my surroundings, get a feel for things. Oh, what's this? A Jolly Rancher wrapper. Nothing suspicious there.
Hold up, man. That's mine, man.
This wrapper is yours?
Yeah, man. That's mine. Don't you take my shit. The hell you doing, man? Kick your fucking ass to hell, man.
Where'd you come from?
No, you mean, man. Here, man. I work here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Give it back, man. I'll fuck you up, man.
Okay.
Mom, if we had to live without Dad, will we both live with you?
No.
Why?
Just one. Honey, you have to understand that both of you have a piece of me and your dad. And
did you say a piece of meat?
No, I said a piece of me.
Oh, sorry.
Are you hungry?
No, I'm full.
Oh, okay.
I'm so full.
Good. Your dad should be meeting us here in a bit. Do you know where he is?
Did you say meeting us?
Meet. Yes, I did say meeting us. Yes. Okay. You're both wearing a piece of his pant. What's going on? Where is
Mom? We saw you kissing that guy in the bar.
Good.
Good. Yeah, I'm wearing Dad's left pant leg, and Daryl's wearing Dad's right pant leg.
So you know. Fine. Okay, good. That's fine. Good. It was going to happen sooner or later. All right? That's just...
Mom, we can't drag this out any further. We got to be honest with you.
What's going on?
We force-fed Dad a bunch of Starburst.
That is our show.
God.
Man.
Oh, fudge.
I'm Jackie, not sure that was that unintentional, those cannibals.
I don't think very little about it. Jackie, I'm so glad you got to be here for this.
Me too. Thank you for having me. Really, really.
Well, how will you spend the rest of your day, do you think?
Today, you know, uh-huh. I'm going to do a little bit of riding.
All right.
Do a little bit of exercise. I'm going to go to the dog park.
Yeah. So a full day.
So a full day. And if Pat's lucky, I'll squeeze a shower in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Here's hoping.
So a full day, but a chill night. You know what I mean? It's movie miércoles. Yeah. That's when we watch movies in this house.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Any idea which film you might be taking in this evening?
You know, on Saturdays, we watch a movie out of a hat. And we don't have a choice. You know, we pick out a hat. But
this is how you
that's how take you do it.
The, okay.
Just like you're smoking a J. And but on Wednesdays, we pick whatever we want. And it can, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure this week, but I'd like it to be fun. Last Wednesday, we watched 50-50, which is a wonderful movie. Just destroyed me emotionally. So I definitely would like a bit of a fun romp this week.
Well, good luck with your selection. I hope it goes well out of the hat on Saturday.
Thank you.
Please report back what you ended up watching. Maybe it'll be Wine Country, co-starring Craig Kukowski.
Ooh. I've seen Wine Country. You know I have. Of course I have.
Come on.
It's never too late to watch it again.
And I'll watch it again. Actually, Pat's never watched it, so maybe we will watch it.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And Craig?
Feliz miércoles, everyone. And if you haven't read Stephen King's It in a while, there's parts that didn't make it into the miniseries or the movie. So check it out.
When you say parts, do you mean the screwing parts?
Yeah.
Just give it a read.
It was an orgy. It was an orgy in the sewers with children.
Jeez.
That can't
that's
be
how
right.
you beat a it's absolutely yeah. right it's yes. one girl and a bunch of boys and that's how they beat the Pennywise the clown.
Is it an orgy or is it
that's yeah, how they beat up. The clown
it's fucked up
so it weird that didn't insane. Make it into either of the movies or the miniseries.
I can't imagine them making it into the movies.
Oh wow. Well, thank you nonetheless. Chris Alvarado, what did you learn today?
What did I learn? You know, I learned
could you tell I was having an emergency on my end that
yeah,
I was drifting?
Yeah, sell that. That's okay. That's okay. You know, I gotta follow the fun anyway. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Well,
I
you do that.
I gotta work on that because I do a lot of, you know, trying to wrangle stuff and justify things. And you know, sometimes that's okay, but sometimes you just gotta play.
Just gotta just follow gotta the play. Fun. Follow the that's fun's right. not a bad way to go in life.
Well, I did that for a lot of years, and then I had to get sober. So.
Excellent point. Yes. Follow the fun and improv. Take your life a little more seriously. I like
That's
that as
it.
Well.
That's yeah. it. Thank you.
And Joey, if we had anything to live by today, according to your Bible, what would it be?
The sword.
Thank you for that, James Heaney.
Well, I had been asking for a while, and it was really wonderful. I just love the fact that we got from Don Ulrich. Finally, he gave us a review. I mean, I shouldn't say finally. It's titled As Good As It Gets, Best Podcast Out There. And then we also got one from Irma75, Always a Good Time. 5-star reviews. God,
where did you see these reviews?
Well, I find them on something called Chartable, but they were put on... Apple Podcast. They were both Apple Podcast reviews.
There you go. Go to Apple. Well, however you'd like to write a review, we would love to hear James read it. So please do. Thank you all. Let's thank our producer, engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you to please be kind to each other. Good luck out there. Until next time.
How can we